Tuesdays here on the Audio Stash, we're going to highlight members of the U.S. Congress with interviews about their thoughts and work regarding marijuana. Joining us today for our congressional highlight is Representative Ron Paul of Texas. Congressman Paul is a Republican who represents Texas's 14th District, and he's co-sponsored an annually proposed bill regarding medical marijuana access for all Americans. Mr. Paul has accepted donations from the Normal PAC and has appeared at press conferences for the medical marijuana bill with Normal's founder Keith Strupp. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Congressman Ron Paul to Normal's Daily Audio Stash today. Congressman, thanks again for taking time to join us during this busy week. First, you're a medical doctor, and tell us about your thoughts on medical marijuana and how you see it being used.
Well, although I'm a physician, I don't have any personal experience with it. From what I can read and learn about it, I think it's very beneficial. I look at this this project, so to speak, in two ways, one the political and one the medical, and I have no qualms about people wanting to use it if they use good judgment. Politically, I feel very strongly that in all cases of medication, whether it's marijuana or any other holistic choice that they'd like to make, the people in a free society ought to be able to make that choice.
Congressman, how does it make you feel when you hear about the DEA raiding medical marijuana facilities in California that operate under state law there and in many cases operate under local county regulations as well?
To me, it's an outrage. They may well be denying some people some a great deal of comfort because nutrition is so important when somebody is suffering from cancer or chemotherapy, and if you can get the nutrition into them, they may well extend their survival. But the other attack here is not only encroachment on these personal choices, but the principles of states' rights and what was set up originally in our Constitution, that these problems that develop and there are conflicts, that they should always be settled at the state level. Because under those conditions, if you make a mistake, it's only in one state. When you make it at the national level, as the DEA will and has, then that hurts everybody, and they have violated the whole principle of the republic that we're supposed to be defending.
And what kinds of reactions do you get for just bringing up this debate about marijuana as a medicine?
It's been used against me in every campaign since 1996. And they spend a lot of money on it. I thought it would go away, but in 96, there were three main campaigns that I was involved in, an election and a runoff and then a general election, and both Republicans and Democrats spent a lot of money using this issue against me, and yet me just sticking to the principles that I've just spoken of, I was always able to win the elections in spite of the fact I'm in a very religious Bible Belt type of community. So I think there's a lot more understanding about this issue than people realize. And I thought maybe they wouldn't even bring it up again, but this past election, it was brought up again, and it probably gained me votes mainly because I think it was used in an ugly manner. You know, if you're for this, you're a terrible person. And that more or less this time backfired on them because as a physician and a parent and a grandparent, I don't think the people in my district believe that I would ever do anything deliberately to hurt people.
And Congressman, we have to mention here that you're not just any type of MD, but an OBGYN, and you've delivered thousands of babies. So coming from that standpoint, few could argue your concern for young people.
That is right, and I think that helped me as well.
Also, Congressman Paul, I have to ask about this political climate we live in today. On one hand, we have the DEA raiding medical marijuana facilities in California. On the other, we have you as a Republican continuing to get elected, even with your opponents using the medical marijuana issue as a mudslinging issue. But do you see the attitudes in Washington beginning to shift so that we could see some federal change on this topic?
I think it's changing in America, and I think the people are way ahead of the Congress. I think Congress will probably wake up, and there'll be a I know it's gradual. It seems to be gradual now, and it seems frustrating to many of you who have promoted this. I think that these kind of events occur in a climactic way, and all of a sudden, just throw in the towel. And I think this is what has happened in the past, and we may be approaching that. Almost like Yes, you have to be for the war, or if you're not, you're unpatriotic. And finally, the people wake up and send a message. And now there's a lot of people in Washington aren't so anxious about supporting the war. You know, they're running for cover. And that may happen, with the whole issue of drugs. It certainly happened with alcohol. There was a movement and a demand for prohibition, and then all of a sudden they saw all the consequences. To me, we're in a much more difficult time because at least back when they tried to prohibit alcohol, they recognized that the Constitution had to be changed and the government had no authority. Now, we live in an age where generation after generation have come to accept the fact that the courts and the federal government has this responsibility to take care of us, you know. So they don't have as much respect for the Constitution, and yet I still am optimistic enough to believe that we are a free enough society that information will finally get out there and the people will finally say enough is enough.
Well, that is certainly very heartening to hear. Congressman, I really want to thank you again for taking time to join us here today on Normal's Podcasting.
Very good. Good to be with you.
Congressman Ron Paul represents the 14th District in Texas. We have links to his website at normalaudiostash.com.